T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:46. After 14 years, the superintendent of St. Louis Public Schools, Dr. Kelvin Adams, announced his retirement yesterday. He joins us in studio. Thank you so much, and congratulations to you, Dr. Adams.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the invitation, and thank you for the congratulations.
So the average stay in the country for a superintendent is about 5 years. A part of me wants to ask, how in the world did you last 14? What was the tipping point to decide to retire now?
I think a number of things happened. Number one, we had a bond that passed by 87%. We provided increases of 8% to all employees and have now the second highest starting salary for teachers in the region. We tied up a 3-year contract with all of our unions. The pandemic is hopefully on a downturn, and we are getting kids back in school. No quarantining, no vaccinations. Next year we'll be pushing. And so just those things coming together said to me that it's about time to pass the baton and allow somebody else to do the work. And the last one is that the board has kind of galvanized themselves in a way that I think I can move the district in a way it needs to. This is the fourth year for the new board coming back. And I think the leadership is the right kind of leadership to lead the district.
And before that, the district was under state control. How difficult was that? How much of a challenge was that?
The challenge was the fact that the district was unaccredited, and there was a lot of persons who didn't have faith in the kids and the staff. And obviously that was a uphill battle to get people to believe again in the district. Obviously we passed a couple of bonds during that time. The district became fully accredited. We made a lot of momentum in terms of new schools, early child education, doubling the number of kids. So it was an uphill battle to do that. So the notion of having a state-appointed board, a special-appointed board, really they hired me. And so I have a great deal of respect for the work that they did to bring it to this point. Turning it over to the elected board was the right time, the right thing to do. And now the elected board, because they all came back at the same time. It's not like in a regular board, you have one or two come back. All seven came at the same time. And so part of what my role was to try to do from my perspective was to try to help them understand where we were and to lead them to the next phase. And I think they're there at this time.
I imagine you could write a book about the experiences you have had. One of those issues that we have talked about with a lot of different people is lost population in the city, which of course means lost enrollment. The district had to close almost 24 schools or so. You don't run the city, of course, but quality schools is a real factor that people talk about all the time. How much did that weigh on you?
It didn't have any weight, quite frankly, other than, you know, the time I've been superintendent since 2008, we've closed over 20 schools. Obviously, for the reasons you just indicated, the population declining. The board has initiated a committee. They have outside contractor working with the board in the community called a citywide plan to come back with a plan around what needs to happen with schools in the city of St. Louis. Fortunately, enough people are at the table that it's not just isolated about St. Louis Public Schools. It's charter schools. It's a number of different persons involved in that. And hopefully in the next 8 to 12 months, there'll be some idea of how many schools need to be here based upon the population changing, like you said. And lastly, hopefully everybody will coalesce around some recommendations that make some sense. We just can't continue to open schools at the same time we're closing schools. It just doesn't make any sense. And so hopefully for the first time that will happen. So did it play a little small part? It did. It played a part in that for the first time, one of my key goals was being tried. And so I've always thought about the idea that we need to be sensible about how we spend dollars supporting kids in this city. And the fact that we were spending dollars like drunken sailors opening and closing schools didn't make any sense.
improving academics, that specifically, how do we solve that challenge?
I think, and this is not an excuse by any stretch of the imagination, our kids have so many different factors that pull at them. Homelessness, poverty, housing, all of those factors. And so I think you can't fix the academic piece without fixing some of those things. And I think it's naive for anybody to believe that you just can do this in isolation. You can do it in some schools. Some of our schools are the best schools in the state. Metro, CSMB. I can go on and on and on about great schools. But normally those schools select the kids that come to those schools. And number two, the neighborhood schools are where the greatest challenges are around the poverty. And so you have families that we are, quite frankly, providing everything that we can provide to them, social workers, counselors, nurses, you name it. We're providing those kinds of things, and it tugs at the time that you can spend around academics. Yeah. So I think there has to be some holistic kind of approach. For the first time, I think the city has a great deal of money. The district is doing well financially. We have about $120 million surplus, down from about a $66 million deficit when I started. And so we could kind of leverage all of those dollars collectively together to do some things to address what I frame around this notion around supporting the whole kid. Then I think we can make some headway, if you will, around the academic piece that everybody wants to see kids reading more. Everybody wants to want the reading levels to go up, the ACT scores to go up. It's kind of hard to do that when you're fighting so many other kind of battles in isolation to just say, let's just focus on academics. We only see the kids for 6 hours a day.
Yeah.
5 days a week, 30 hours. They spend a great deal of time outside of the school environment, and it's just a real challenge. I have, as superintendent since I've started, over 180 students have lost their lives for a number of different reasons. I looked at the numbers yesterday because I was asked by a reporter, 180 students, that's a whole school of kids who lost their lives from the St. Louis Public School District, not counting the city of St. Louis, just coming from the St. Louis Public School District. So I think it speaks to the notion of this notion of supporting the entire kid in the communities that they come from.
Megan Lynch and I did a series many years ago, and I went into one of the schools in the district and learned really for the first time about trauma-informed education. This is about 5 years ago or so. Do you expect that can impact academics, when you look at a child and you don't say, this is what I learned from this, you don't say what's wrong with you, you say what happened to you, and then you learn of the trauma that so many, far too many kids in St. Louis Public Schools and around the nation are dealing with?
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. Last night, the board approved a MOU, if you will, called Handle with Care. And what it is that trauma happens in the community, and a child might witness some of their trauma, domestic violence or death of a relative or something, and they're watching it. The police now will be calling us, telling us that Calvin is coming to school because they witnessed trauma last night, so our social workers and counselors could support that kid when they come to school. That didn't happen 10 years ago or 15 years ago. And so trauma is happening on a regular basis, and we just have to be informed about it, and then we could try to put some systems in place to support the kid. But you're right. It's happening on a daily basis every single place, and I think people minimize it because they don't see it, how it impacts a kid. And for an adult, we can deal with it maybe a little bit better, but we don't know what kind of effect it has on a kid who's seen domestic violence or police cars outside of their home when somebody's shot or killed. And so I think trauma is a really, really, really a real challenge for us as we try to support young people.
Final thing for me, teachers, do you need them? How short are you?
Well, right now we have 134 teachers short. Where we need to be right now. I think Houston has about 800 shortages. So we are hiring teachers on a regular basis. We also have about 200 non-teaching positions that we're looking to hire as well. It's a real, real challenge for us. I think we'll be okay by the time school starts. The biggest challenge, quite frankly, is around bus drivers. It's hard to believe, but bus drivers are really a hot commodity. And so we have a new bus company working to do that. And so the teaching place, I think we'll be okay. The bus driver situation, I'm really, really, really concerned about it. We have 8 days before school starts, and right now we are short of bus drivers. And we had some real challenges around that last year, and that's going to be a challenge for us. We have contracted, quite frankly, with cab services, van services, and mom-and-pop buses to get kids to and from school. We run 215 routes every single day, supporting about 15,000 kids. And so it is a real, real challenge to get from point A to point B. But teachers, I think we're in a good place. We have done some things to to credential people who were not normally teachers. We have been able to do that. The state has allowed us to do that. But right now, the real challenge is bus drivers.
Are you a secret songwriter, or are you going to go to Italy and learn how to make pasta, or are you going to go fishing? What's next?
So this is my 42nd year in public education. I'm going to take 42 days and not do anything at all. zero. Nothing whatsoever. And then I would suspect that I'll be back in the space of working in this community around supporting kids, maybe not in the education space. I care greatly about the young people in this city, and I still want them to strive, maybe not in the education space, but I can see myself working in that space to try to give kids every opportunity to be successful. My wife and I are from New Orleans originally, but we made this our forever home, if you will, and so we are going to remain here and do what we can to support the city of St. Louis.
I would have gotten you some beignets. I forgot about New Orleans. I would have had you some coffee here and some beignets. Dr. Kelvin Adams, congratulations to you. Not going anywhere. December 31st is the last day, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
A heck of a New Year's Eve party is going to happen there.
Somewhere, that's for sure.
Thank you for coming down.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate
Thank you for the invitation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.